FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Defence Union Sandu says it's cautiously optimistic about a peace deal reached for the return of South African troops from Eastern DRC. On Friday, Chiefs of Staff of the Armed Forces of South Africa, Zambia, Malawi and Tanzania met with the M23's military chief in the city of Goma. The parties agreed the rebel group will facilitate the withdrawal of SADC troops with their weapons and equipment via Goma Airport. The airport has not been in use because of damage caused by the fighting. Earlier this month, SADC decided to end its deployment in the region, where M23 fighters have taken control of large parts of North and South Kivu provinces. South Africa also lost 14 soldiers in January from the conflict. Here's Sandu's Piki Grief.
One should caution, however, that between an agreement and the actual execution, there is a huge gap that still needs to be filled, and one can only hope that there's goodwill on both sides to actually make the agreement into a reality.
In other news, the South African National AIDS Council says access to quality healthcare shouldn't result in financial hardship. It's pleaded with those concerned about the national health insurance to come to the table. CEO Thembisile Xulu made the comments at the recent second G20 Health Working Group meeting at Zimbali Estate in Belito. Xulu says the NHI will only work if we work together.
In COVID, the public sector and the private sector were working well together. But when you look at it now, 86% of South Africans are not on medical insurance. It's only 14%. National health insurance is about integration. It is about making sure that primary health care services are strong. Parents who earn even social grants should not be made to choose. Do I buy food? Do I take my child to school? Do I pay for the fact that they are sick?
And the UK government will host the first international summit on tackling people smuggling gangs. Ministers and officials from 40 countries will meet in London tomorrow and on Tuesday to discuss things like criminal finances. It's part of plans to stop people making the dangerous journey across the English Channel to the UK in small boats. In a clip from Sky News, Home Secretary Yvette Cooper explains why the government wants to break up people smuggling networks.
They are making money out of this. This is a criminal industry, and that's why it's so crucial to go after the gangs. We cannot let them get away with this kind of money-making, this deeply immoral and vile trade in people.
Your top story, Defence Union Sandu says it remains cautiously optimistic about a peace deal reached to facilitate the return of South African troops from Eastern DRC. Follow us on our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. I'm Tamasha Kanye for the Newswatch team.